down the road, down the road, way down in the state of Georgia. Mama wants to know if I'm washed in the blood or just in the water. Daddy wants to know if I'm making love to his daughter.
Now, I mean, what's the one picture that comes to your mind when you listen to that? Hey, I mean, a beautiful voice, deep voice, amazing music. And then you try and picture the artist. And then you think, ah, old gray white guy with a guitar in his hand singing country music. Oh, that must have been in Texas somewhere. Nah, no, 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 no. It's Elvis Otieno in Nairobi, Sir Elvis, King of Country in Kenya. Good having you on the show, Elvis.
Hey, good morning, good morning. How are you, sir?
Very, very good. And what a pleasure to have you on the show this morning. Where did your love for country music emanate from?
I really have to say that my parents love country music, and they listen to country music nearly all the time in their house. So I build up quite a lot of interest from there.
Okay, so obviously influenced by your parents. At which stage did you say to yourself, okay, I love listening to all of this stuff at home. I want to start singing it. I want to start, you know, practicing and performing at least country music. When did that tipping point take place?
Yeah, I kind of like picked up. I didn't know how to play any instrument at all. So, but I taught myself how to play the guitar at the age of 7, so I could sing along with the greats when we listened to the records. So pretty much from the age of 7 and 8 years old, I was pretty much singing along to the records, and made my life so interesting because my dad didn't want me to learn how to play the guitar.
What did your dad want for you?
He wanted me to be everything else except a musician. He wanted me to be an engineer, doctor, or lawyer, you know, the white-collar jobs, I mean, the mainstream ones, but not a musician.
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, when you tell your parents you want to get into media, they go, no, you're going to make money there. You're not going to make money. Don't do media. Don't sing. But I think you've proven, and a lot of other people that we've interviewed, that you definitely can make a living out of it and following that particular passion of yours. Now, how big is country music in Kenya, in Nairobi?
Right now, country music is very big in Kenya, and Nairobi specifically is leading in the surge, and it's going to be... we already have huge numbers. We've done concerts for the past 2 years. Each and every concert is drawing nearly 5,000 to 7,000 people in the same spot, and it's growing everywhere we've gone around the country. And so it's something that's really surprised me as well, because everybody's standing in, and they love country music. They used to love country music, but now they want to be part of the big show, you know. So it's very big here.
Certainly does. And listening to your voice, you should really get into doing radio ads and your own radio show, man. You've got that really deep resonant voice, if you know what I mean. But Elvis, sir, have you ever thought of or have you gone to the United States at all? Because I'm listening to you. I mean, it's authentically country. It's beautiful. Have you ever thought of entering the United States market, or have you tried flirting with that idea?
Yes. I think we have a very brilliant idea. I have an invitation in Texas this year. We're going to do Texas Sounds and Country Music, International Country Music Festival. So I'll be taking part, and that's going to be in October. So we're going to see how it goes.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And it's one thing to have and perform country music. It's another thing to make that legacy live on. I mean, what are you planning to do to make that legacy live on? Because you'll be performing in the States, you'll be performing worldwide, and your name is going to adorn all these albums, and a lot of it will be digital by then, in any case. You know, Alvis Otieno. Yeah. But that legacy, how are you gonna make that legacy live on?
It is difficult to spot one way that would be able to make it last for a long time. But I think usually I do believe that if I record music that would reach a wider audience, and more especially that songs that will be able to relate with most of the people under the sun, doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're in Texas or you're in Cape Town or in Kenya or in Australia or India, but a song that speaks out to across a huge cross-section of the human race. I do believe that in one way there is always that continuity that would last for some time. Yeah. Mm.
Wow, what a pleasure hosting you on the show this morning, Alvis Otieno. Do you have a website we can go to, we can check out?
The website is down for now, but we kind of like still are trying to hang on for our visitors with our Facebook page of Sir Alvis. And that's where most of our stuff is, but it will be up again. But when it's up, it's still called Sir Alvis. At gmail.com.
Take your time.
I think I'll give the name. We'll drop it out on our Facebook page once it's up again, and we'll have everything going.
Brilliant. But Alvis, thank you so much, and I'm sure you're inspiring loads of people out there. Alvis Otieno, Nairobi, Sir Alvis, King of Country in Kenya.